What do Dakota Johnson, Biggie, and myself have in common? We love Celsius energy drink. And Dakota says, now this is her story. I don't know much about her except she was in 50 Shades of Grey, and she's the daughter of Melanie Griffith.
And Don, yes.
Don Johnson.
Yes.
And Don Johnson.
Yeah, she's become a star.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a big celebrity now. Well, she's shooting a movie now, and she did an interview on Variety.com, and she said, "You're getting me at a time that I've just made a discovery. I started drinking Celsius recently and loved it." Somebody said, "Try a Celsius," and she loved it. That's that energy drink. Biggie and I have them. I like the mixed berry.
Biggie likes.
I like them all.
They're all good.
Long as it's the fizzy. I don't like when it's like the flat.
Flatter. They have some. My son likes like Peach Vibe.
Oh yeah, the Vibe series is great.
Yeah,
well, they have a Vibe series.
They do have a Vibe. They have a lot of vibes. It just has the word Vibe on it.
What does that mean? Even less fruit?
I think it packs a little more punch. The Vibe does. I don't
just
know.
Just a little extra something.
I like mixed berry.
It's a Vibe.
It's a vibe. The Costco pack comes with a mixed berry, orange, and I believe it's kiwi guava or strawberry guava.
Occasionally, you will see, if you're on social media or if you watch sports on TV, you will see a number of athletes just guzzling Celsius.
Oh, yeah.
You know, clearly, they're paid endorsers.
Yeah. Well, so this Dakota Johnson just found it while she's shooting a new movie, and she started not sleeping well, and she couldn't figure out why. Like, she would work, and then she just was tossing and turning. And so one day, the woman doing her makeup said, "You look like a wreck, girl. What's going on?" And Dakota said, "I don't know. I'm not sleeping well." And she had a Celsius in her hand.
I don't know. It's this Vibe. So, thank goodness for the Peach Vibe.
Well, there's another one, Peach Vibe. So the makeup artist said, "Well, you know, each one of those Celsius is like tons of caffeine. So you're...
Is it 2 cups of coffee? 4 cups?
Yeah, it's like...
it's supposed to be 1-to-1.
Oh, it was 1-to-1.
Yeah, this isn't, don't get it wrong. It's not amped up.
I don't know about that now.
Yeah, look it up. We've had this debate before. You guys always want to make it like it's some type of 4 cup of coffee drink, but it's really just 1-to-1.
I don't think that's true.
It's 100% true.
Look that up.
How much caffeine does it say is in
there? I can't see it. Well, that was the issue. So Dakota said, "I thought this was just a vitamin drink." And the makeup artist said, "No, girl, that's like a ton of caffeine." And she was drinking 2 Celsii per day, which according to the article, was like 4 Red Bulls. So that's what it said in the article. That's what Dakota said. Dakota's makeup artist said, "It's like drinking 4 Red Bulls a day when you drink 2 Celsius per day."
Okay, I'll give it to you. It's like drinking 2 cups of coffee.
2 cups of coffee.
1 can Celsius equals 2 cups of coffee.
2 cups of coffee.
So she was drinking 4 cups of coffee.
That's not an extraordinary amount.
You know, but she's little, I'm sure.
Depends on when you're drinking.
Maybe, yeah.
And maybe she's just not used to.
Maybe.
I mean, I know... I don't feel like I don't get a rush off these energy drinks anymore.
They just don't get you there?
No, but I still love them. In my mind, it does something.
It's the vibe.
It is a vibe. When this article went online, a lot of people commented they were disappointed in Celsius. They were mad at Celsius because it's an energy drink, but their packaging, I'm holding the one I had this morning, their packaging makes it look more like not an energy drink. Energy drinks usually have like bright colors, neon,
yeah,
Monster, whatever it is. These are more subdued,
yeah.
And they say they don't
list. Are you saying femme?
No, it's almost presented like it's a, I wouldn't say
like
femme.
A healthful alternative?
Yes, because I mean, even their slogan is live fit.
Live fit.
I mean, it's just an energy drink.
And it says at the bottom, essential energy accelerates metabolism, burns body fat. And the caffeine, they say the caffeine numbers should be more pronounced. I don't even see the word. See if you see the word caffeine, even on the label where it says, and you can see better than I can. Do you see the word caffeine on there anywhere? I'm sure it's got to be there somewhere.
No, I don't. I see, let's see, fat, sodium, carbs, protein, calcium, vitamins, riboflavin, niacin, vitamin, biotin. Nope, caffeine is
not
it's
on
even
there.
Smaller.
So a lot of people are saying Celsius needs to put the amount of caffeine on, especially because, you know, Panera Bread had that issue where
the killer lemonade.
The killer lemonade. Yes.
Like they don't call it that.
But it is.
But it was. They're saying, you know, if you have a few of these Celsius per day and don't realize you're getting all that caffeine. Yeah. Because Dakota Johnson said, really, I thought this was a vitamin drink and not an energy drink. And she loved it. And then she started tossing and turning at night. And somebody had to tell her.
The new ad campaign that I saw over the weekend, I can't remember if this was U.S. Open tennis or if this was football related or whatever, because, you know, tons of sports on.
Yeah.
But they just call it game day energy.
Right.
That's the new push for the fall.
Yeah. I love it. I love the taste of it. Now, at one point, I would drink up to four of these. When I was off Diet Coke, I'd drink four of these a day.
Which is 8 cups of coffee?
8 cups of coffee. It's a lot.
Would you cut them off at noon or did you have them in the afternoon?
No, I have all the time. I don't care. Yeah. My wife got on to me for that. We've got about 7 or 8 left in the fridge. I think I'm going to tell my wife not to get any more.
Celsius or Diet Coke?
Celsius. Oh, I've got 700 Diet Coke. Okay. I'm drinking those like they're going out of style.
Yeah.
That and my breathing are really giving me more energy.
They're really having a war in your system.
Yes. Rosebud, you wanted to comment on this. Go ahead.
Good morning, P1 Salisbury.
Yes. Oh, yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I think this conversation is prompting me to get off my energy drink habit. I was telling Biggie that when I'm on a bender, I have an early day that's going to go into a late day. I will drink anywhere from 12 to 14, maybe 16 at the most, of the 16-ounce cans.
Wow.
Of a different brand.
Wow.
He should be dead.
Yeah.
16 should cans? Be.
That's great. Yeah. Rosebud. Rosebud. Wow.
I mean, is your pee just neon when it comes out?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a black light in the bathroom. It's really cool.
Wow.
But your clients can hear your heart beating.
Doesn't that? Are you worried? Do you want to try to cut back?
I do. I mean, so I'll sit in my office. Like, I'm almost to work this morning, and, you know, somebody, I'm getting there well before everybody else, and they're going to see a can sitting on my desk, and they're like, hey, is that your first one?
Yeah.
And it's a joke. I'm like, hey, I drive 2 hours to work, dude. I smashed three of these on the way to work.
Dang.
And if you think the one you see on my desk is the first one, well, you're just kidding yourself.
Wow.
2 hour commute? Rosebud.
Man.
Yeah.
I guess you find this pretty boring, too.
Well, I need something to do.
Exactly. Jeez. I need these. Why are you drinking so many energy drinks? Well, I'm listening
to this. Have you heard about the show? They talk about breathing.
Thank you, Rosebud.
10 minutes on breathing.
Thanks, Rosebud. I appreciate it. Man, that's a lot. That is a lot. Speaking of breathing, I just got a text from my pickle pal who told me about the breathing.
Okay.
And first of all, he's corrected me. He said, I was doing my breathing work when I tuned in and heard you talking about breathing.
Oh my God. I passed out.
He says, let me correct you on something. Okay, I was doing it wrong. Okay. He says, you do 30 deep breaths, hold your breath as long as you can, do another 30 deep breaths, hold your breath as long as you can, do another 30 deep breaths, hold your breath as long as you can. So I'm supposed to be holding my breath three times.
So it's three sets of the same kind of thing.
And he says, today, he did his 30 three times, and he held his breath 2 minutes and 10 seconds. 2 minutes and 40 seconds, and for the first time, he broke the 3-minute barrier and went to 301. That is unbelievable.
What I want to see is you two team up on the pickleball court and play a point without breathing.
We can do that. We could play.
That's intriguing.
We could play a point without breathing.
Although, because, I mean, a point would last, what, 20 seconds?
Well, usually, but sometimes now, if you get into, you know, if you get in a firefight, those can, it can last longer. Or if you get in a dink war. If we're dinking and not breathing, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm inside the numbers on this Celsius and this breathing today.
I can't believe Rosebud is still alive.
What is the caffeine intake with that? I mean, what 32
are you, cups? How many pots of coffee is that?
It's 32 cups of coffee
on a bad day.
A day.
He has 16 of the big ones. He's not drinking 12 ounces.
No, he's probably over 32 cups of coffee per day. That is unreal.
I don't know how he's...
I don't either.
It sounds like he's drinking Monster or something that.
Although, we have heard people who call in who said they have many, like, Mountain Dews.
Yeah, they would drink a 2-liter Mountain Dew or a case or half a case of Diet Dew.
That's right. So Dakota Johnson says she's trying to get off Celsius now, but she loves them so much and it gives her energy. But the makeup artist said, that's why you're not sleeping. And at the very least, drink one in the morning and that's it, you know. I mean, I'll say this. When I did have Celsius in the evening or after like 1 or 2 o'clock, it would keep me up. Now that I could tell the difference there.
You know, I don't drink a lot of sodas anymore, but I used to, Coca-Cola was my vice.
Oh, yes.
I mean, straight up Coke.
Oh, yes.
And I would drink them all day.
Mm-hmm. I didn't care.
All night. And I don't ever recall, but I was younger, but I don't ever recall having issues sleeping at night.
I don't feel like Diet Coke does it, but, you know.
I mean, it probably did. I just don't recall it.
I really
tossing and turning.
I need to give those up. I need to give those Diet Cokes up. I know they're not good.
I'm swinging pole to pole again.
They're not good.
Yeah, here we go.
And with this breathing jag that I'm on right now, this is something.
Yeah, I'm afraid, you know, and it's Titillation Tuesday. It's going to turn into one of those choking game things.
You've said, I don't know. I've never been one of the, I've never been in.
Not yet, but now that you're holding your breath.
Boy, and if I can hold my breath for almost 3 minutes, I am really excited about this. This is doing something for me. Here's another extreme. This is an extreme diet thing. Orlando Bloom was talking about. He is in a new movie called The Cut, and he lost 52 pounds for the movie The Cut. He plays a boxer.
Oh, he's gone Raging Bull opposite.
Yeah. He started at 185 and lost 52 pounds to get down to 133.
That's
Orlando Bloom. And they shot the movie. They wanted him to come in thin. And so he lost a ton of weight before the movie. And they felt like he needed the calories for his work. Otherwise, he couldn't concentrate. So he started eating normally again while they were shooting the movie and gained some of the weight back. And so they shot the movie in a way where, because he's supposed to be skinny and fat in the movie, or skinny and regular weight in the movie. Now, I think they shot it in reverse, because in the movie he's losing weight, but in real time he was gaining weight. It does make sense.
What was the secret?
Tuna and cucumbers. He ate a ton of tuna and a ton of cucumbers. That was his diet of choice.
Biggie, can you go Orlando Bloom?
Well, there's a question. He's on telephone? The phone, but he said, I started out, I dropped so much weight, I was so mentally challenged. If you feed me tuna and cucumber long enough, I just couldn't think. So as soon as they started the 30-day production, he started eating much more regularly again. But he came in at 130, 133. So what do you think, Biggie? Tuna and cucumbers. That was the Orlando Bloom secret.
Well, I like both of those, but I bet he was probably just eating straight-up tuna out of a can.
He was.
No adding any mayonnaise or anything.
No mayo.
Could he put olive oil on the tuna, or the either one, or just...
He didn't say,
dry.
But I bet he could. I know when...
Is he just chunking off a cucumber?
He may just
eating it raw.
Been honking cucumbers. When Sylvester Stallone, years ago, lost a ton of weight to do Rocky III, he got cut to do Rocky III.
Roids.
Roids was not his secret, he said. No. His secret was he ate a ton of fish, like raw, like sushi-grade fish. And, in fact, had to go to the hospital, the emergency room, twice for mercury overload while they were shooting Rocky III. If you ever watch Rocky III, he is unbelievable. Now, in the first Rocky, he just looks like a big guy.
Yeah, I remember in Rambo 2.
Yes.
That's when he took his shirt off in Rambo 2.
Yes.
And the whole theater gasped.
Yes. In those two movies.
Because he was just Rocky before that.
In the first two Rockies, he was, looked fine, but regular. In the third Rocky, and certainly in the second Rambo, he is... cut like you wouldn't believe. His secret?
Roids.
Fish.
I'm sorry, you both said different things.
Are you getting two different voices?
Can you do that again? I couldn't.
The Sylvester Stallone secret is?
Roids.
Fish.
I heard two again. What do you think?
Orlando Bloom. Cucumbers. Cucumbers when you go.